Now in verse 11, then the religious rulers sought him at the feast and said, "Where is he?" They were looking for him, you see. And there was much murmuring among the people concerning him, for some said, "He's a good man." Others said, "Nay, but he deceiveth the people." So you see, even in his day, there was quite a bit of division and discussion concerning him. Now, verse 13, "Howbeit no man spake openly of him for fear of the Jews." All of this was done rather secretly because of the fact that it'd be quite obvious that anyone would be attacked for making any statement that would be inclined in his favor, and they'd be actually in danger of arrest. Now we find in verse 14, "Now about the midst of the feast, Jesus went up into the temple and taught." Quite suddenly, he appeared in the temple. And this Feast of Tabernacles, in the calendar of God, it sets before us the coming of Christ again to the earth and the events and stages which lead up to it. But this feast speaks of the consummation of all things. He'll appear suddenly. "The Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple." And I think he was carrying that out here at this time because that feast is yet to find its fulfillment in his return to the earth. So he appears suddenly. And the religious rulers marvel, saying, "How knoweth this man letters, having never learned?" Their whole thought was that no formal training in the rabbinical schools. And they marveled that he could speak as he did speak. And that was what the enemy brought back. "Never man spake as this man spake." Now Jesus answered them and said, "My doctrine is not mine, but his that sent me." In other words, to reject the message of Jesus is to reject God's message. And he, in chapter 4 and chapter 5 previously, has insisted upon that. To reject him is to reject God. Don't tell me now that he didn't make himself equal with God. Now, you may reject that, but don't say the Bible teaches it doesn't. The Bible teaches that he made himself equal with God. Now, notice what he says in verse 17. "If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself." If anyone is willing to do, is the way Weymouth translates it. In other words, if anyone chooses or purposes, and in the Old Testament, the invitation had been, "Taste of the Lord and see if it's good." And there's an old bromide today, "The proof of the pudding is in the eating of it." And God says, you come, so that what you have here are these steps, and this is the laboratory test that he gives. If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine. There must be this attitude of a love for the Word of God. Someone has said that human knowledge must be known to be loved, but divine knowledge must be loved to be understood. So we have here, I think, these steps. You have knowledge and love and obedience. This is the test. This is what he asks you to do. It's easy to sit on the sidelines today and be a Monday morning quarterback and tell others how it should have been done, or to speak your mind without really knowing. He says, you taste of the Lord. If any man will do his will, you will know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. That's the wonder of the Word of God. If you're willing, friends, God will make it real to you.